Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will be meeting at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, Thursday, May the 28th, in the boardroom of the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners are expected to approve the purchase of a drone for the Sheriff's Department and approve a new Materials Management Planning Program grant amendment regarding recycling. You can join the meeting via Hangouts Meet or by going to the county's website, TuscolaCounty.org, and following the directions posted there. And another news for today. On Wednesday, May the 27th, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed a bipartisan bill that will deliver $152 million in funding to upgrade the runways and infrastructure at Selfridge Air National Guard Base before the June 1st deadline, helping to unlock $792 million in federal investments in the base and ensuring that the base is ready in time for the new F-15EX fighter jets that are to begin arriving by 2028. House Bill 4572, sponsored by State Representative Ron Robinson, a Republican from Utica, invests $152 million to helping to prepare Selfridge Air National Guard Base for the future by supporting critical runway and infrastructure improvements. The funding will help to modernize the base, improve the safety and accessibility standards, address drainage and roadway upgrades, and ensure Selfridge is ready to support the next generation of fighter missions and continue military operations for years to come. Critically, the funding also allows the work to begin this year, which will ensure that the base is ready in time. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Shortly after 3 p.m. on Wednesday, May 27th, a two-vehicle crash occurred on Northport Crescent Street in Bad Axe in front of McVeigh Insurance Agency. A Ram 2500 commercial van rear-ended a Thumb Area Transit bus. On the scene were two Huron Central Ambulance Service vehicles, the Bad Axe Police Department, two Huron County Sheriff's Office deputies, and the Bad Axe Fire Department. More information will be released as it becomes available, and no injuries have been reported as of this time. And another news for today. A recall effort has been launched against Huron County Board of Commissioners District 6 Representative Joe Murphy following his vote in support of a county solar zoning measure. Murphy voted on July the 8th of 2025 to approve Resolution 25-85, which authorized Zoning Ordinance 2024-01, Section 15-02-11.5. The ordinance allows up to 15,000 acres of industrial-scale solar development across 15 zoned townships in Huron County. Supporters of the recall effort argue that the decision conflicts with the county's master plan, which calls for the preservation of farmland. Recall language was filed by Robert Gaffke with the Huron County Clerk's Office on May the 26th at 1:54 p.m. At this time, no hearing date has been scheduled to determine whether the petition language meets state standards for clarity and factual accuracy. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Wednesday, May 27th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.